Who's the microphone assassin, huh?
I don't know.
You are. Of course you are. You get out there and do your stretcher stuff.
Each and every week at this time, Conversation Digest is on the airwaves. It's 92.3 FM, Free People and Radio and such. On the condition on Conversation Digest, each and every week at this time, the live portion. Now, earlier we had the pre-recorded version. That was the Rewind Conversation Digest, followed up by the Stupid Dumb Show with the K-Man, right?
Yeah.
You were on this evening?
Yeah, two hours.
Besides stupidity and dumbness, what'd you highlight?
Myself.
All right. Well,
and my obvious greatness.
Did the Brewers lose tonight, by the way?
Boo.
All right, so I'm sure they did. Also, Dr. Rents on the left side, K-Man's on the right side. I'm the condition.
And I am tweeting that we are on the air.
Well, I'm sure we've got thousands of people listening. Broadcasting across the world at WNRBLP.org. We are a Conversation Digest. Every other show, so long as the loop, the live stream is up and operational, we broadcast wherever there's internet. So that's the interesting thing about a 6-watt station.
Internet!
That, broadcasts, yes, clearly. We are broadcasting on the internet, K-Man. I just gave the website.
Yeah. 6 watts, but 110 volts.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the beauty of the internet. So, I mean, that we can do that. And I'd like to thank all of our underwriting sponsors. We've given them a ton of fanfare today. I'm not going to read all of them. I'm getting a sore throat. I'm going to read their I'm going to read their names. It's because I've been talking all day at work. So,
okay.
Missionary Church of Jesus Christ, Coleman and Lee's Grocery Store, Universal Home Health Care, as well as Inspired Home Care LLC, Allied Health Aura Chiropractic Center, Wausau Auto, and then Auto Select. And then we've soon got another one on board, but we can't announce them yet, as I don't believe that's been officially finalized, but it will soon. So, that being said, thanks again for all the underwriting sponsors. We truly believe that your support helps keep us afloat as a community radio station, nonprofit radio station. So, any news today for hard-hitting news? Probably not. Go and play the sound review, would please, though, because it gets me in the mood to say there is no news, except for what's going on in the Middle East. Big-time trouble. Big-time trouble.
Yep, they're even attacking what did Jim Rosenberg tweet?
The German...
KFC.
Whatever.
Well, yeah,
and Hardee's.
The German... Yeah, Hardee's and KFC are now under attack.
And they've said that this is not orchestrated, that it's all randomized because of the one anti-Muslim video. Well, clearly, in
so
America,
has anybody
we can still
actually
say that.
Physically
no.
seen this?
No one's seen the video, and there's
does it really
know,
exist, so, or is it just
we don't know?
Rumors.
Apparently, it's somewhere on YouTube. But here's the story: you can still do stuff like that in America, and for any politician to go and apologize for that video, disgusting, absolutely disgusting. Well, we're not like that, but we're offended by the video, so we're going to go and kill and slaughter and burn down Hardee's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. I don't
they
abbreviate.
Didn't do anything.
Well, no. The colonel didn't do a darn thing. Either
no,
no.
Now, if you want to go after McDonald's and Microsoft, hey, that's different.
I just don't understand this whole notion that in America, our foreign policy is so weakened that we can't even... I mean, what is going on? I'm disgusted. I'm absolutely disgusted.
Are you disgusted?
Yeah. Well, you would think that, you know, Hillary isn't looking so good right now, is she? I mean, she never really did. That's why Bill strayed. But she's taking the heat. If you notice, she's taking the heat for the administration. I mean, everybody's throwing her under the rhetorical bus. She'll come out of it. The Clintons always survive the bus.
You see, it's an election year, so I actually don't pay attention to any of that.
Oh, it's big, and it's only going to get worse. So I don't even, you know, hard-hitting
news.
I
go
any.
To the polls with my D20 Dungeons & Dragon dice, and evens gets a Republican, odds get a Democrat, and if it falls off the little table, then I just vote a third party.
Are they going to say if you drop the 20-sided dice in the toilet, it's Democrats. So, oops.
Oops.
Not taking a position. I'm not taking a position.
You're funny.
Not taking a position.
You're funny tonight.
Just
as
saying
well.
He was in the bathroom and something happened with gravity.
Yeah, he's,
so.
He's not taking a position. You know, just the missionary. Yeah.
No, not even that. So, what we saw on the way to the studio coming up in just a few short minutes. It's a shortened version. We might go a little bit after 11, but I'm not feeling well because
we'll just talk faster.
It's not. Yeah, but I mean, I don't have much, but there's plenty to say anyway. So. But yeah, so this whole foreign policy versus bad video, it's not foreign policy. Are we here? That this isn't foreign policy, that this, you know, Romney takes a stance on this being a foreign policy issue. No, it's not, they say. It's because someone made a rotten video. That is an issue about foreign policy. Clearly, we've got an issue with weakness, K-Man. You know about weakness, no offense.
Well, I was gonna,
when was the last time you shaved? What is going on with you?
A couple weeks ago.
What is this, Grizzly Adams Day at the office?
Not just day,
broadcasting
year.
Live at the heart of the WASA, the WNRBLP WASA Hmong Association, WNRBLP headquarters, the station that brings you community programming. The only community station in the area, by the way, to my knowledge.
Ooh.
So,
within
see,
6 miles.
You see, the thing is, though, because they've got the station posted, no firearms, we need something bare-looking to discourage the riffraff.
I'll do that.
K-Man's ugliness discourages the riffraff if the riffraff is hot babes.
I break mirrors by just looking at them.
I know. Actually, as they say these days, I know, right?
I know, right?
So, also, FamousAshtray.com. FamousAshtray.com for archived episodes of Conversation Digest. There are hundreds of episodes of Conversation Digest.
Hundreds?
I would say so. Go and take a look at it. You're the one that puts it on there. Wouldn't you say they were up to hundreds by now? Think about it. We've been on the air for 5 years. Is it 6 years? It was 2007 we started. Sweet little Willipop was a sweet little puppy, and now she's a sweet little older puppy. We've been on the air for a long time.
11.
And remember, you removed a bunch of them because Michael E. Bowman was on there, and 13, so was 14, another 15, ex-co-host who shall remain nameless. Nameless. So a lot of those were removed. A lot of those older episodes, they're no longer on.
So they may not be 100.
So. There are hundreds on
so
there.
So far, I'm
12,
up to January 13, 1st.
12, 13, 17, 18, 20, 12, 19, 10 76,
31.
42, 15, 17, 12.
You can count some other time. I mean, okay, K-Man, you're humoring me, so that's good. So here we are in
well,
the
we are nothing,
September. So.
We are nothing but, you know, we speak the truth here. We do not want to misrepresent the truth.
Yeah, and we have...
I could just count the files in the FTP folder.
Yes, well, you could do that. It has been verified that we are listened to by... liberals, moderates, and conservatives.
And,
we and have...
independents.
Hey-o.
Can we play the crickets, please?
No, I'm not doing it with that one.
So, I mean, you know, we've been labeled as a show of one sort or another, but it's like, well, why label us? I mean, we're here for entertainment, right?
You wanna guess a direct number?
I don't care anymore. 78.
Higher.
150.
Lower.
120.
Lower.
110.
Lower?
99.
Higher.
109.
There we go.
Okay. Well, it's almost... But we have done hundreds of shows on Conversation Digest throughout the years. So, and of course, because of scheduling...
And if you listen to each show
twice,
that's hundreds.
Well, last week's show was... that is currently on there. What was the name of that show, by the way?
1 second, please.
And I've heard...
No, but it was fun.
That we're not as
cutting... The first show in a long time, and it was fun.
Well, Water Bears and Grand Avenue.
Water Bears are incredible because, yeah, well, Grand Avenue is a whole thing, and I'll be honest with you... If they are going to do that 25-mile-per-hour speed, I swear to you, half of WASA already thinks that they're supposed to go 25 miles per hour. Move. 35. 35. And you know what? Cut loose. Be a little bit crazy. Go 36 or 37.
I did that once.
I'm tired.
It was fun.
I can't do it anymore. Grand Avenue and Scott Street? I love WASA. I love
have
WASA.
Have you seen what I drive? You put that F-450 behind a little grandma?
Yeah,
she's kind of
she speeds up. They cry, but they speed up.
Yeah, but what if they call your bluff?
Then you run them over.
Who says I'm bluffing?
if you're ever behind me, I'm gonna. I don't know. I guess I.
You always speed down the road anyway.
Who here has actually bumped somebody through the green light in the intersection?
I wish I would have.
I haven't. But another major issue is. So what happened? How did that end up? What did the officers say?
No,
the squad car.
Hey, I was nice. The first time I honked, I beeped, and it actually turned red again. They were just gabbing on their cell phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So the second time it went through, I honked. They gave me the finger. I bumped them.
Was that today? Is that what you saw on the
way
to this video?
This was with my old Dodge truck. That was before airbags.
Did that end up in a fight? Because
right now I'm worried about bumping people because I don't want to bump people and have my steering wheel explode.
Did that end up in a fight? They just went?
What would you do if a large one-ton truck bumped you?
I'd stop and I'd get out and I'd throw down.
You'd
yourself
then.
No, because I would say, okay, we got an insurance issue. I mean, I just handle things differently than most people would. I wouldn't be. I mean, what are you gonna do? No offense, Dr. Rimba, what are you gonna do? Run me over? And if I do, I go to heaven.
I almost did that to a couple of what are the people in suits who want to convert you? Witnesses.
Caveman?
Yeah, I accidentally hit one. Not so accidentally hit one.
But can this be admissible in court?
Statute of limitations is long past.
So the other night, Caveman actually, we watched Prometheus.
You watched it? I thought that was a radio network.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so we watched that, and it was a great movie. It's a prequel to the Aliens movie. Mm-hmm. No, that's something altogether. That Prometheus, ugh. But the Prometheus, the movie is
directed by Ridley Scott.
Very good movie. It's a prequel to the Aliens, and here's the story about prequels. You know, so I've got a pair of shoes. Why don't you go ahead and show me how they're made?
Yeah, I don't have some.
You know, so the prequel. You know, I'm excited somewhat for. What has happened to Conversation Digest? I mean, I can't even do prep time anymore. You know, I used to be able to do prep time.
You probably had time earlier today, but
no,
you
I didn't.
Wanted to sleep.
No, I didn't.
What time did you wake up?
Doesn't matter.
Did you? Yes, it
don't
does.
Don't put me in the limelight. Don't
then
tell me
you
how
would
to
have
think.
Enough time if you
don't. You tell me how to think.
You'd have enough time if you woke up a little
well,
bit
you're the
earlier.
One that's leaving, going back up to your dump house.
Well, sometimes dogs
how long
need
is,
to be.
Yeah.
Taken.
How long is that dog gone without going to the bathroom?
Since 4.
Big deal.
Nah, it's not for him.
Willpock was 9 or 10 hours. Big deal.
But he eats like a monster.
Well, no, we don't need to go into the whole digestive tract of a golden retriever. I think that's a bit unnecessary. What's your problem? So anyway, you're going to ruin. Usually we, you know, sometimes we hang out for a couple hours on a Friday night after Conversation Digest. K-Man's ruining that because he's going to be a baby about the dog. K-Man is bought. Oh, now he's getting angry.
Should we have him babysit my dog if he doesn't have... You have to really pay attention because when he eats his food, if he doesn't eat all 4 of the probiotic pills, you'll find out in about 4 hours when the solid, easy-to-throw-away poop turns into more of a splatter.
What is this crap? Why do people just leave their garbage laying around?
Not only do they leave their garbage laying around, they leave their Yahoo accounts open.
Yeah. Oh, that again.
You should read some of that. Don't throw that away for later. I want to tell you stuff about that.
This?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Go to a fake commercial. No, don't, actually. Do we have any features you can go to? You do on famousastro.com.
What do you want?
Play a fractional history. I need to know about this right now. I need to know what I need to be.
We interrupt this program for a different program.
I need to know what I need to be upset about here.
Give me a second. I need to quick boot something up. Mikey's Motorboat.
Is it
going to
anger me?
Mikey's Motorboat.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, that doesn't need, yeah. Might as well turn our mic.
Welcome to Mikey Motorboat Marina. We take our guests seriously and take full advantage of their attributes. By studying our clients closely, we can more closely evaluate their needs and wants. Mikey's Motorboat Marina. It's a whole new experience, and you won't forget to remember to turn off your stoves, because at Mikey's Motorboat Marina, we're always cooking. Man overboard! No problem. Especially since that ain't a man, it's a woman. That's where Mikey's CPR training comes in handy. If mouth-to-mouth doesn't work, 2 hands on the chest should do it. Set the anchor and sit a spell in our customized lounge area. Customized to suit your needs and wants. Come on down to Mikey's Motorboat Marina. Get a free bucket of chum to feed our domesticated mermaids. Don't worry, parents. They're fully clothed and are single and available only for those who are over 18. That's Mikey's Motorboat Marina. If you have boats, motorboat on down to our marina, and we'll dock you near our tackle for the catch of the day.
So back to the whole discussion about the water bears. I mean, they're fascinating little creatures. These are water bears that can live in space. I mean, they can survive in space. So we're watching Prometheus, and nothing in that movie could survive in space. Am I right? Actually, I'm wrong. Remember in Aliens 2, when Sigourney Weaver is almost naked, which, Sigourney, get your clothing back on. Is it Sigourney or Sigourney?
Sigourney.
I don't know.
You don't? I think it's... Can we find
out?
I did not know
there was going to be a test.
So, so she throws the alien out of the hatch door, and the alien's still alive, right?
I haven't seen this in a long time, so I can't confirm nor
deny. Open the pod bay
doors. It's
got
an exoskeleton. By the way, there was a line in Prometheus that reminded me of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Hal, open the pod bay doors.
The some robot computer was speaking to somebody, it sounded just like Hal.
He was talking to David. I'm sorry, I can't do that, David.
Wait a minute, isn't that the name of the person that was in the Prometheus? Was David?
Yeah, the android.
Oh, see what they're doing there. Well, that's a neat little... It was a good movie. I liked it. I would recommend it. You like science fiction, right, Dr. Rund?
Yep. If, you know, there's a movie out, and I think it's still out. I hope it's still out, called Hit and Run. That is an awesome movie. Oh,
Hit and Run?
God. Hit and Run.
Wait a minute. It's science fiction?
No, it's comedy. It's a romantic comedy.
Oh, romance?
But it's a guy romantic comedy. You got him. It's, you know, you what you basically have is somebody who's a former bank robber, who's a getaway driver in witness protection.
Who's in it? Who are the main actors or actresses?
I don't know, but the guy who's the main actor also directed and wrote it, and his love interest is his real life girlfriend. But I'm sure if you know, you Google Hit and Run movie. But it's a good movie. The car chases, the Lincoln is just gorgeous. It's a good movie, darn it.
Looks like Kristen Bell, Dax Shepard, Tom Arnold, Kristen
Chenoweth. Yeah, Tom Arnold is a U.S. Marshal who's in charge of him in the witness protection program.
Oh, Bradley Cooper.
By the way, can you record that next week?
Yeah.
All right, so 715-842-8900, not going to pick up, but... Just so you know what, for future reference to the phone numbers to the studio. Again, at WNRBLP.org, broadcasting live across the internet, all over the world, Tuscany, Italy, and Siberia, Illinois. You know, we've got the highways and the byways of America, and you can hear us anywhere on the internet. So, and in Canada. Canada
Even
has the internet.
Well, but I think there's large areas of Canada that don't have internet.
That makes sense.
They could take our shows off of MSAshray.com and put it on.
Careful you say that.
They could.
Yeah,
and
well,
they could put it on a listening device, and they could listen to it where they do not have internet access.
Just not with these headphones.
Yeah, probably not with your headphones.
All right, I'm going to see.
You won't hear any vocals.
So the other night, I was in bed, and I swear there was someone in the room. The house is empty except for sweet little Willow Pop and me. Yeah, I think I had a night terror situation, by the way. The Brewers lost 7-3 to the Mets. Way to go, Brewers. So I'm laying there, and I think I'm pretty sure I'm asleep, but then I wake up. And I remember saying to this individual, this creature, I saw an outline of a person or of a creature move towards me. There had been a crashing sound in or around my house. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening.
I'm not making this up.
We need to let listeners know that this is a live episode. This is not last week's pre-recorded episode, even though we had this conversation last week.
Yes,
okay, now go.
It's
September
14th.
It's
fascinating.
I'm busy listening to you now.
Plus, when I have little prep time, I got to repeat things sometimes. Plus, it's a good story. Better than most. So... I'm frozen in, I don't know if I'm frozen in fear or not. I can't move. And sweet little Willow Pop, she's not moving either. She's on the bed with me. Hot night, stormy night. What? Yeah, I'm aware of it. It was a hot, yes, pit stains. I'm aware of it.
You got a huge pit stain.
Maybe
but only one.
Maybe I have a medical condition. Have you ever thought about that, Mr. Insensitive?
But isn't that neat? Only one. What the hell?
You got that too. So.
Yeah, but look at size.
Your right side is massive.
So.
Apparently you were bowling. Is that it?
I was at work, but I don't know what it was, and I think that maybe that demons do exist. You know, get the mix on here, that guy.
Well,
don't really.
If you weren't sure if demons didn't exist, just look at our program grid.
No.
Especially much earlier in the day.
I try not to. I don't want to be depressed. But, you know, there is a plethora of programming on WNRBLP.
A plethora.
Of people in the community that do shows and such, but...
of people programming people.
Yeah. 93.3 on the FM dial. Not a whole lot going on in the world exactly, that, but you know what? That there is. So, I'm not sure what's going to happen in November. I don't know. Some people say they don't care.
There's going to be an election, that's why.
I'm aware of that, K-Man. You know what I mean. I don't know how it's going to go.
It's going to snow.
What do we think? Who's going to win that? Anybody have any early indications?
One of them?
I looked at that electoral mapping. Don't be stupid, all right? Strike five.
Democrats are going to keep the White House.
You think so?
Duffy will win the
are the Republicans going to take the Senate?
Republicans will not take the Senate. I do think that Tammy Baldwin's going to go ahead and she'll probably win the Senate seat.
I'm going to just go and leave right now.
Locally, I'm guessing that Pat Schneider will probably edge out Mandy Wright unless she can get her name out there for name recognition.
That name is all over my neighborhood. It's all over. And Pat Schneider, everybody knows him.
I have no idea who that is.
Well, you wouldn't. You don't even listen to the radio, so you wouldn't. Yeah.
Like we know who other radio people are.
I have no idea.
Well, I worked at a local AM station in town here. Through my career, he has no idea who I am, but I think from that standpoint, he is a well-spoken individual. Do you know him, Dr. Rent?
I don't know him as in a good buddy, but yeah, we've encountered each other from time to time.
Did you throw down? Do you know what that means?
Fight?
Yeah. Was he the one you bumped in the intersection?
Was a short person, maybe.
That's going to be the music we play when Dr. Redd and Pat Schneider fight. So I don't know. I guess I'm not even sure what's going on. Any updates on that Grand Avenue situation? Have you been to any of those meetings?
That was just like one hearing. Now it's probably going to be probably like 3 or 4 months before we hear.
Is it going to go through?
Before they even talk about it again. But at least, the number of the night, because the whole purpose of the number of the night was to give you a number that K-Man didn't know, that you didn't know, and then once I explained it, you'd be upset. That was the whole point of number of the night. We managed to do it the first time. Upsetness is lasting 2 shows.
It's gonna go way beyond that.
It might trump's Snooki's baby.
No, Snooki's baby never made me upset. It disgusted me, but it never angered me.
But I mean, as far as number of show mentions.
But this is something that's gonna. I don't get it. I don't understand how that could potentially go through. Bicyclists over vehicular user. How does that trump the relevancy of vehicular traffic? I can't fathom that. I can't. Well, bicyclists have rights.
Maybe after a while, people just won't be able to drive down Grand Avenue. It'll just be for bikes.
Who thinks it's easy to drive down that road as is?
Ugh.
I mean, everybody's turning. There are no actual turn lanes. You're turning from an actual driving lane. And there's, when the city bought up that one lot, that corner lot where that coffee shop is at, wasn't the overriding thought that they would actually expand that and
they
turning
will.
Lanes?
Once Thomas Street goes to 4 lanes the whole way, that's part of the Thomas Street reconstruction.
So that is still going to happen. I mean, I think that would...
Yes, it will happen. Will it happen in our lifetime is yet to be seen, but it will happen.
Not. I remember thinking that was a great decision there. So, I mean, I guess it strikes me as odd that they would make that kind of a great decision and then not even go through with it. And then, I mean, not yet, but... Eventually, when we're all dead, and now they're going to do all this other resurfacing on Grand Avenue, which needs to be done. It's like a street in Illinois.
You people are all looking. This is why I'm not stressed out about the elections or any of this other stuff. As far as I'm concerned, we only got like 3 months and a week. So
I'll wager anybody that we don't all blow up in that day. If the world
well,
ends,
I'm not saying that we're going to blow up.
Because remember, what's the point of your headquarters or your fortress?
It depends on how you define the world ending.
Well, it's going to be a Mel Gibson, Mad Max type situation, probably.
I just think
society will collapse.
Society as we know it.
I am starting to think you're a concept of
because when you start looking at the fact, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on,
America. I have thought about your Civil War idea that might work.
And it's going to be right after an election.
But the Civil War could be happening. It could potentially happen.
Civil War?
In America, K-Man. Dr. Ren has mentioned the possibility of a Civil War in America.
Did I remember it? for background music, Civil War by Guns N' Roses.
Or, no, can we just go with something from Glory, please? I can't... Honestly, Dr. N, I appreciate your choice of music, but I cannot handle Guns N' Roses. Can we get some... No. Battle Hymn of the Republic. I agree with you. That was a good choice of music. Coffee's finally kicking in. Waking up, the synapses are firing. But what I'm getting at is, could I please get the Battle Hymn of the Republic? Because for crying out loud, I need some hope. You know, I need some inspiration, not the hope that Obama brought up. So the, and I'm not taking a stance. I am not.
Of course not.
So I'm being impartial.
Yep.
In fact, actually, if you walked in right now and said, hey, condition, put me on the air. I'm like, go ahead, Mr. Obama. I would not call him president. I would say, go ahead, Mr. Obama. And K-Man, I'm sorry.
Is that before or after you defecated your...
It's just sweat. Real man sweat. Thank you, K-Man. I appreciate it. Somebody's storming the beaches. I'm not going to give some sort of a going to battle type speech here, K-Man. Because I'm very motivational, inspirational. Someone told me the other day that... yeah, whatever.
Isn't this the backdrop on some of the cool speeches, that, like on Ghostbusters and on Stripes and things like that?
Yeah, usually a thing.
Maybe even Caddyshack.
So who is the Civil War going to be between? This current federal government and all those who are in dissension? Or
Basically,
I think it would have to be that. The Tea Partiers against the Occupy movement?
You know, you've got the Occupy, the one, and that's just it. It's not going to be an us versus them. It's going to be like about 40 different factions, and it's going to be... anarchy. It's going to be, you know, nobody's in charge. Nobody, you know, respects anybody's
authority.
When was
the first time in your lifetime that you thought that was a possibility? When did you start thinking about this? When did Dr. Ren say there could be a civil war in America? Well, not back. You weren't even alive back in the 1860s.
No.
I don't think, unless you're 500 years old.
When did I think that we were coming with problems was probably when the...
Not when problems, but when you thought a civil war was a potential situation in America with a browned landscape.
Probably within 6 months of 9/11.
All right. See, I never even thought about it until... Well, I won't get into it.
Ooh, hey.
But clearly, that changed everything. That did change everything. And, you know, so... I mean, now we're getting a little bit depressing with the music, K-Man.
It's the same song.
Can I get a little bit more motivated with some other Civil War music, please?
I'll just type in Civil War music and see what happens.
What if we just had a bunch of mutated water bears running around, strutting their stuff, saying, I can survive in space?
How would you actually tell if they're mutated?
Well, they'd be huge. They'd be huge instead of, like, little microscopic. They're millimeters in size. But if they're huge, either I got shrunk to smaller than they are, or they got, you know, biggened. They all growed
when they embiggened.
They are kind of cute, right? They look like little microscopic bears with squishy faces.
They just travel in your ears and eat your brain.
No, they don't. Don't say that about water bears. How dare you say that about water bears?
I just did.
What's wrong with you? Get on the phone with Mr. Water Bear and apologize. How dare you? The fact that Mr. Water Bear isn't intelligent or and smart enough to have a name other than his own species.
It's busy.
No, Mr. Waterbeer never gets calls this late at night. In fact, he probably just woke him up.
He probably just had his phone off the hook.
All right. Well, I don't know. That's a brilliant discussion. And again, you know, whether it's a night terror or a water bear, I reserve the right to yap. So, okay. So, you know what we never did was what we saw on the way to the studio. Let's do that real quick. And after that, we'll do Dr. Ren's number of the week. And then after that, we'll do the I don't give a crap moment of the week. And then after that, I'm still not going to give a crap, and then after that, it's the end of the show. So maybe more of a discussion on our Civil War, which could happen. I don't think it's going to, but it could. I don't know which side. I would be on the side that's right, you know. So, all right. So go ahead, K-Man. Let's roll them with that raw footage.
Fortunately, he's going to be on the side of the unarmed.
No,
I have a bat.
I'll have
and a knife.
Not the Grand, what is that one place called? The Grand Canyon? It's not the Grand Canyon. It's not the Taj Mahal. It's not something that even matters. It's just what we saw on the way to the studio. No one cares. No one cares. Over there. Over there. What we saw on the way to the studio.
Each and every week at this time, it's what we saw from point A to point B. Point A is where we were before the studio. B is where we are now. I have a pain throbbing in the back of my head. I have no idea what's going on. K-Man, knock it off. I will knock you off your chair with the seat that you're sitting in. So, K-Man, you're up first because you're an idiot, and I'm trying to catch you in a moment where you don't know what you're going
to
say next.
And he's trying to think of what he wants to say.
I have nothing to say. I didn't see anything on the way to the studio. There's nothing.
On the way to the studio, I saw your massive pit stains on your shirt.
Why would you do that?
Because I can't not do it.
All right, fine. I saw you wearing ankle socks looking like a girl.
All right, then.
So there we go. How do you like that? That's what I saw on the way to the studio. Plus, you look stupid. What are you wearing? Your little, swimsuit shorts. Are you in your laceless shoes, your Hitler haircut, and your disgustingly filthy...
Maybe I will just shave it all off and just keep the Hitler.
I was going to say, we need to, the mustache is all we're missing.
Somebody made fun of my hair today at work. And then I, of course, mentioned the whole thinnest of ice concept, that they were on the thinnest of ice. So, okay, K-Man, you open a can of worms. It was kind of not nice. But when you're at work, you get worked up, you sweat, okay?
Yeah.
So video games don't make you sweat unless you can't beat a boss. That's what
then
I saw on the way to the studio.
That's mainly
so.
Your hands sweating.
K-Man, if you're in a civil war, I guess we'd probably be on the same side. You know why we would be? Computer intelligence. Think what you can do with that. So, Dr. Ram, what did you see on the way to the studio this evening? Shut up, K-Man.
I saw a little orange light on my dashboard that looks like a gas pump. So I'm thinking I need to refuel like sometime over the weekend.
No, just hop into one of your other 10 vehicles. Use that.
Yeah, but I'm doing a lot of work for the company.
Oh, are you?
And do I really want to spend at $4 a gallon, do I really want to spend my gas putzing around town?
You know,
or do I want to use the company's gas putzing around town?
Why aren't gas prices angering customers anymore, or American consumers anymore? Hardly anybody's complaining about it like
still
they used
angry.
To. When it was $2 a gallon, people were yapping about it. Now they're used to it? Is that what's going on here?
Well, now people are just, doing a gas and go, and they don't worry about it.
It's ridiculous.
Hit up the lower gas stations that don't have video.
To go over to Green Bay, to go over to Milwaukee or down to Milwaukee, costs how much?
All you have to do is
bucks.
Read the police reports over at the city website to know which gas stations do not have video cameras.
Oh, people are gassing up and then tearing off?
About once or twice a day.
I know people that have done it on accident, but...
Okay, with or without the hose still in the car.
No.
I saw that happen once.
Well, remember the guy you saw that was smoking at the gas pump?
Yeah, that guy was an idiot.
Okay, man, he might be one of our biggest listeners. But
not
you know
anymore,
what?
Because he'd probably blow it up.
Actually, well, you know what? If he's one of our better listeners, that is, he listens all the time, then he knows that we are all about saying it how it is. We're all about entertainment. Liberals, conservatives, and moderates listen to us.
And
people that seek the truth.
Independents as well.
No one's a showstopper like the K-Man. All right, so I didn't see anything on the way to the studio. I mean, there wasn't.
You saw
much...
me in all my.
Yeah, well, that was.
Looking.
That was only because you made fun of my sweat.
And that's a lot of sweat.
Big deal. It's mostly melted deodorant. Not a big deal. What else is going on? So, not much on TV. Breaking Bad's fantastic, is what I've heard. And I know for a fact because I've seen it. The Wire, I can't get into it yet. I haven't started it.
Okay.
Nothing supernatural goes on in that show?
No.
Oh. You ever seen the Breaking Bad show?
Nope. I watch Grey's Anatomy. I watch... Oh, Shipping Wars is pretty good.
That's a reality show, is that correct?
Yep.
The Learning Channel?
Yep, people who move stuff, three of which have never moved things before.
So they decide to get into the business?
Yeah, they got in the business of moving
Why?
Stuff, and then they'll like bid against each other. And, like, this one guy has a van and a trailer, and he's never done an on-time shipment yet. And they showed the previews for next week's show, and not only is he late, the guy who ordered the shipment like throws his back out helping him move it, and they have to call an ambulance.
Oh, my goodness.
and he breaks it.
I always thought that having somebody in a radio studio would be kind of a good reality show. There's drama that happens, so...
We had one for a little bit.
Yeah, we did. That didn't go so well, did it?
No, it usually ended in yelling and screaming and
swearing.
That's
because they wouldn't play the program. We won't say where or when or what, but they wouldn't... They knew they had gold. They knew they had gold, and they suppressed it because they had their own little agenda.
Oh, I was talking about in the show. Usually someone started ending up screaming.
That's because
yelling.
We had... You know who and you know who on.
Following a said structure in a radio show
is a horrible thing to do.
Worst thing ever.
So, Dr. Ren, what's your number of the week? Do we have a sounder for that yet?
No.
I'll just get something with from the count on Sesame Street.
The number of the week, and it has nothing to do with football, is 4. And, of course, for those who have not heard of the number of the week before, because I didn't feel like doing the hour prep it took for current events, I take a number from current events. K-Man doesn't get it. Condition doesn't get it. And then I will explain to them what that number is important in local current events. And then Condition gets upset.
Well, that's because it's always some liberal nonsense that I get absolutely incensed with. So, 4.
This week, number 4, local, and it's a local
item. Nothing to do with football.
Nothing to do with football.
Could potentially do with baseball, then. Does it have anything to do with any sport whatsoever?
Not as I would define sport.
Can we turn this into 20 questions? Okay, so not that you would define as... Oh, it must have to do with the Olympics, then.
No.
I'm just joking. Does it have something to do with the curling center?
No.
Oh, does it have something to do with the banking system?
No.
Does it have anything to do with Grand Avenue?
Sometimes.
Granddaddy's? Oh, no. Shoot, I shouldn't have said that.
Why not?
The 4 feet of bike lane?
Hey, that's actually a good guess, but no.
Then I don't know.
4 inches of, I don't know. I have no idea.
My hair length is 4 inches? Is that what you're going to say?
What?
My hair length is four
no.
inches? Is that what you're going to say?
No, it wasn't what I was going to say. Never mind. So, okay, Dr. Ren, I give up.
So,
K-Man gave up years ago.
At this, and of course, we're going to get around to it.
In life, K-Man.
This week at the city council meeting, at the end of every city council meeting, there's a space for public comment where public can come say what's bothering them.
Which is a mistake anyway, and I've seen that in meetings before. You don't give anybody just the right to say
something. And of course, to me, that's sometimes the most entertaining part of the meeting. And, of course, we've actually had WNRBLP hosts talk about, you know, their thing a
lot. I'm sure that went well.
They were there, but they didn't speak. They did not speak. Anyway, a person who did speak requested that the city ban cell phone use while driving like they did in Marshfield.
Ooh.
The reason why this person would like to ban cell phone use is because, according to what he said, he has been in 4 accidents in the last 4 weeks.
Because he was on a cell phone.
With people on their cell phone, and he's sick of it. The last person who hit him was on the cell phone, wasn't insured, and now he's out a $3,000 motorcycle. So that's why the number is 4. He wants to completely limit cell phone usage while driving in Wausau because he was in 4 accidents in 4 weeks.
I don't even believe that, by the way.
I'm thinking...
What's he doing?
There you go. I'm thinking if you're in 4 accidents in 4 weeks, maybe it's not the other drivers. Maybe it's you.
Plus, how do they know they're on cell phones? Is he looking at them and watching them and all of a sudden he crashes because he's not watching the road?
And I think that's why he's crashing because he says he drives motorcycle and he just sees these people all the time. Well, I drive motorcycle too. I was riding around today. I brought it to the studio a couple times. I'm watching the road. I'm not saying, oh, look, that person's on a cell phone, that person's on. I'm watching the road and traffic signals, and when you're on a motorcycle, you're very vulnerable. So I pay attention to what other people are doing on their phones, but just – and apparently, according to his testimony, he was following somebody on their cell phone, and they were so all over the road, and he was so concerned that while following them –
he picked up his cell phone and called 911.
While he was on his motorcycle, he used his cell phone to call in the person in front of him on their cell phone. Have either of you two ever drove a motorcycle?
That you would have to have both hands, one hand on each handle.
Okay, now on the highway, it's one thing. But on a motorcycle,
you got to keep your balance.
Number one, you have to keep your balance. Right hand is front tire brake.
Oh.
Right foot, back tire brake. Left hand, clutch. Left foot is your shifter. but then right hand here is your accelerator.
So what he was doing is more dangerous than if a car, if someone driving a car was using a cell phone.
And think about this. If you have a cell phone on a motorcycle and you're using it, what does that mean you don't have?
Common sense.
And?
A helmet.
There you go.
Well, is that
how
law?
Would you talk on the cell phone with a helmet?
Does someone have to wear a helmet in WASA? Or?
No, you don't have to.
Unless he had a Bluetooth thingy.
No, but
if he's worried about safety.
Yeah, but he was complaining. I've got Bluetooth in my helmet. He was complaining about how he totaled out his $3,000 motorcycle. Most people with $3,000 motorcycles don't have $600 helmets because Bluetooth and helmets are not cheap.
Probably not.
So also, here's the story. Okay, so
that,
he claims,
so that was four.
Was he injured in any way? Did he have any broken legs or did he have any scratches or bruises or banged up limbs?
He walked into the
did he
council
look,
meeting.
Did he look like he was beaten up at all? So
you know what? You know, because at the city council meeting, you have to give your name and address.
Yeah.
And his address was the 700 block of Scott Street. So.
Oh, that's something.
So as far as did he look beaten up, with finger quotes in the air for those of you who can't see. Yeah, he looked like he lived in a, and I was talking to a member of the city council who was put in charge of this cell phone thing. It's like, well, the mayor's like, well, we will send this to this committee. And I talked to that committee chair, and they're like, yeah, I'm not going to talk. You know, that person felt that this is an individual choice, and WASA has no business. If you want to talk on your cell phone, that's a risk that you take.
I just saw this whole notion of being in four accidents in 4 weeks.
And it being somebody else's fault that you're in four accidents.
And aside from being in a rough neighborhood, you look like you probably haven't sustained any injuries. Plus, he wasn't wearing. How fast do you have to go if you get into an accident on a motorcycle to sustain an injury? Well, 10 miles per hour, 5 miles per hour.
It depends upon how.
But you know, kind of accidents is he getting into? Is he smashing into a car? Are they smashing into him? Are they tipping him over?
Just had four accidents, and that's why I can't wait until the minutes are posted online. Because I'll have his name and I'll have his address. I'm going to do some C-capping. Because, you know, if you're in four accidents in 4 weeks and you live in a 700 block of Scott, I'm guessing that you've got other issues.
Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I guess I know for a reason that, for various reasons, I should never go to a city council meeting. I couldn't do it. I couldn't handle it. I could not. I would be so. Can you imagine how angry I would get at one of those city council meetings?
Your head would blow up.
It would. It would blow up with rage.
Hey, but look at the bright side. You're looking at giving like a $500,000 loan to make beer.
Hmm? To who?
Oh, yeah, that got your attention real good.
Big Bull Falls Brewery wants to do a massive expansion.
Really?
Yeah, they want to actually, you know, where that old laundromat where the person got stabbed like a zillion years ago, they want to actually abandon St. Paul Street, take that laundromat and turn that entire thing and actually make the brewery big enough that they can actually start selling, you know, cans, you know, almost,
interesting,
you know, statewide.
How many jobs do you think they would project to create?
It said in the paper, but then the thing blacked out before I got that far.
Well, that's interesting because at least someone's willing to take a risk these days.
You know, and there's so many people. There are some people on Twitter. You know, there are some former big spender council members on Twitter who are saying, what's this, the city loaning money, you know,
to start a business?
To expand a business. And my comment back to him was, you know, I'm not a big fan of the city loaning money to make beer, but I sure like it than the city giving money away to my competition, which they've done 3 times now.
Oh, that's your competition?
No.
The development people?
The federal building apartments, yeah. And the trolley flats and then those apartments on the west side. They didn't loan them money. They called it a loan, but they never have to pay it back. And in my mind, that's a gift.
Read it and weep.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I just don't understand
that's masculinity right there. I am like as an Old Spice commercial. Not the before. Did you see the new one with Greg Jennings, who's probably going to be without a...
Oh, the one doing the push-up with the chickie on a jet ski on his back?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, that one's good. I love that one.
Saw the one with him and a dog and a midget's in the suit, a dog suit. But
okay, yeah, that one's cute. But I love, and maybe you can Google it for him so he can see it. He's doing push-up. You've got this girl, like on a jet ski, just jumping wake, going, wee, wee, wee. But then when they pan out, she's actually not jumping wake. The jet ski is on back of Greg Jennings, and he's doing push-ups.
Oh, well, I don't think he's going to be with the Packers again next year.
Why is that?
Well, they're not going to re-sign him. In fact, actually, what they ought to do is trade him right now. Get all you can. Get it like a star defensive player.
Well, he hurt his groin.
Well, we need...
Get him healthy again and trade him.
We just need people who can, like, hold on to the ball all the time.
Oh, so, in other words, we need to get rid of Jermichael Finley, James Jones, and Donald Driver can't run worth a lick anymore, let's be honest here.
Yeah, but he can still...
He can dance.
You know, you don't have to run if you can catch. You just get past the sticks and catch.
Well, you got
to
get open, too, and he's not able to do that very well anymore. I would think that Donald Driver will end up with less than 30 catches this year. And he's their number three or four back. It's like you've got to provide, because James Jones can't catch worth anything. Jordy Nelson is probably their best wide receiver on that team.
Right now, Cobb is. I'd actually put my vote in for Cobb just watching the first
short
two
yardage,
games.
But he can't get open like Jordy Nelson can. Who knew that conversation digest could potentially be going the way of sports?
Not me, apparently.
K-Man loves the NFL now. He used to hate it. Then he became a league manager of a fantasy league. It's the 1 ounce of respectability in adulthood you have, Cam.
Yeah, and I bet he's got an awesome team because he doesn't know anybody to draft with, so he got his pick of everybody.
He actually ended up with a pretty good team.
Yeah. Right, because there's nobody else in his league.
We actually have seven other people. We were supposed to have nine other people, but two people pansied out, so they're not even in there. So we're almost to the top of the hour. We never even did the I don't give a crap moment of the week, but whatever. We'll do it next week.
Or hard hitting news or
no. Well, hard hitting news. Remember, I didn't have any substance. There were no news. There was just stuff that doesn't make me angry. So
we did manage to do what we saw on the way to the studio. That was good.
Anything else that would make me angry about that city council meeting?
Well, I just thought what would make you angry is the chance that now. While you're driving 25
they're
miles
not
on Grand
take
Avenue,
it seriously though,
yeah, I mean, they're not going to. But you
there's
know,
so
I mean,
many loopholes in that story.
But could you
ridiculous.
Imagine? You know, you're driving 25 miles on Grand Avenue, and of course that's like walking, and you can't even be on the phone.
Can you imagine if you're a business on Grand Avenue, wanting to even stay there? If that's the case, I mean, what's the incentive to be on Grand Avenue? Isn't rent really high? Wouldn't you imagine on that? I mean, for a business on that street, it's got to be because they're like world's prime location. Well, guess what? It's not anymore. Well, I don't go to place in Grand Avenue because I don't want to go in and get out and all have to deal with that nonsense. I mean, just
that's why I've got a stoplight. When they redid the Grand Avenue in Schofield, we lobbied hard, but we got ourselves a stoplight.
On which corner?
Perkins.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Okay.
I was wondering about that. Why? Because that's one of the few on a side street. Mm-hmm. Oh, Kent Street has one.
But that's a you know fairly because you've got the healthcare center and the airport. Yeah. That's a
well now the curling center as well,
and
a dollar
the soccer
store.
Fields
is that even there?
And yeah. The soccer fields
they're building it, aren't they? How far are they in that curling center?
Drywalling. They want to be open like by next month. So
oh my gosh, I didn't know they were that. I'll be honest with you. I think that was fantastic news when they decided to do that.
And the behind it, it's going to be like 50 some acres of soccer field. It's going to be one of the largest soccer complexes in the state.
Ugh.
Hey, that you know that means bringing in huge tournaments.
No, I think it's a great
Badger
thing.
State, you know, Badger State games and, you know.
Well, imagine can you imagine all the traffic on Grand Avenue going 25 miles per hour going to a huge Badger State event? I mean, that's going to be
well,
a disaster.
Well, that's why they won't go on Wausau. They'll just come off the other freeway and go Schofield where the lanes are nice and wide and you have center left turn lanes.
Wait a minute. Northwestern Avenue, are they going to be able to get in from Northwestern Avenue?
Yeah,
and get over to Kent Street? Are they going to connect that way or not?
Oh, yeah. From the soccer fields, they do have to do a northern access. So how they're going to do it, we don't know.
We don't know that Northwestern's going to connect over to Grand Avenue. They won't do that, will they?
Well.
Why would they, I guess? Because town line's right over there.
Yeah. But Northwestern, they will take a little spur off of Northwestern and run it toward the curling center.
Hmm.
So, yeah, if you don't want to go on Grand Avenue, there'll be a way not to.
Interesting.
All right. Well, we're done. It's in the can. So
yep. In post, just stretch. We talked fast, so just stretch it out to take up the whole hour.
Go ahead. It'll be
get that sounder going. I gotta get home and cry.
Slow.
Go home and give up. And when you get old enough and you realize there's nothing to look forward to, that you might as well just give up. Okay, well, hopefully we'll be back next week unless some freak accident happens where maybe I get hit by a motorcyclist.
On the telephone.
It's his fifth accident. He was on the phone, and I was wearing a helmet even though I was driving a car. So each and every week, Conversation Digest, broadcasting live right now until a moment from now, and live on the internet constantly, WNRBLP, FamousAstro.com, archived episodes. This is Conversation Digest. And give up. I'm gonna.
It's time to cry.
WNRBLP, Wausau.
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now. Or go to the website, FamousAstray.com, in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 again. And maybe one more time.